Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah Foster is joining us this morning with Bankrate as we're navigating a turbulent time with the economy. And Sarah, it's really tough to watch the markets each day. You know, now the Dow is in bear market territory, the last of the major U.S. indexes to hit that mark. But people really should be checking, at least periodically, their statements, their portfolio, right?
Well, actually, and first of all, great to be here. I think it's really good to kind of tune out the noise here. If you are invested for the long haul, at least, I think if you're one of those people who's investing for retirement, maybe even a goal that's 5-10 years down the road, it's kind of best to just put it aside, don't look at it, and just kind of stay the course.
Now, you guys are out with a survey that shows 40% of people age 18 to 25 say they're not prepared for a recession, not taking any steps to, you know, get things in order. 31% of those 26 to 41 say the same thing. And, you know, around 30% of everyone else older than that. I can't say I'm too surprised. What do they mean when they say, you know, getting prepared for a recession or taking those steps to get your finances in order?
Yeah. So what I think is really interesting that's going on here is just how counterintuitive it might be to look at a world where there is nearly a third of Americans who aren't prepared for a recession and aren't taking any steps to get ready for one. You would think that if you weren't ready, if you weren't prepared, you would be taking steps. But I think what's really interesting that's what's going on here is maybe an instance of what we're calling recession fatigue. I think Americans know this all too well. Really, for the past 2.5 years, we've lived through unprecedented times. It's kind of burning them out on getting their finances ready for tough economic times, especially when it seems like the hits just keep on coming. Maybe you just felt like you got your life back after the coronavirus pandemic. It's really kind of a heartbreaking situation here. But obviously, as we know in personal finance, it is good to take steps to prepare your wallet for a recession. But we can talk about what those steps are in a world where so many of us are feeling that fatigue.
Yeah, well, I mean, how can someone prepare for a recession? What do you do?
Yeah, well, I think what's the common advice for preparing for recessions, it comes down to cutting back on your spending so you can recycle money back into your savings account that you can then use as an emergency fund. And that is kind of the gold standard advice here, but it isn't always realistic. And not to mention, since we do know that so many Americans are feeling a little bit burnt out, many might not want to start cutting back on their spending. It is rightfully so. I think what is important is to kind of change your mindset here if you are feeling that fatigue. Your emergency fund, for example, isn't just about covering a period of joblessness that you may experience, which is a common side effect of a recession. It's also about making sure that you can continue to live your life and do the things that bring you joy when you're worried about the economic outlook. Maybe when you do or if you do face joblessness, it's really about just as much as continuing to have fun as it is preparing for those tough situations. So I think that's what's really important is as far as renewing Americans is at least motivation to continue to save.
Yeah, the saving, it has more to do with just the recession. We're hearing all the stories, especially this week as it gets a little colder in our area, about how much more you might be paying for, you know, another year where we're talking about this, right? How much more you're going to be paying to heat your home this winter, potentially. Things like that, when you're looking at numbers like this that say, you know, people aren't really getting their finances in order, or at least, you know, a third or half of Americans, are you anticipating having a lot of people, you know, a few months from now all of a sudden looking, you know, opening up their bank account and saying, whoa, like, wait a second, what's happening here? You know, not realizing how much more the heat costs every month, things like that.
Yeah, well, I think kind of the elephant in the room here is inflation, which we haven't really touched on. I think that's, you know, since prices are rising at the fastest rate that many Americans have ever seen, at the fastest rate in 40 years, it is really tough to continue to save for things like recessions when your purchasing power is already being stretched. I think we thought about how, obviously, how hard it is to save for recessions. So many Americans living paycheck to paycheck in so-called normal economic times, even though we really haven't experienced those for the past 2.5 years. It was difficult to save then, and it's even more so. It's even more difficult to save now with high inflation. And I could see a situation where if the energy bills are increasing, hopefully they've been coming down a little bit lately, which we saw in the most recent inflation report. But it, of course, it depends on Americans as individual situations. And it's just another reason that's frankly making so many Americans feel burnt out about preparing for a recession.
Right. Now, you know, you brought up an emergency fund before. How long of a period should you have an emergency fund for?
Yeah, well, the common rule of thumb that lots of financial experts recommend is 6 to 9 months. So that's stashing away in a savings account that's liquid enough money to cover expenses for 6 to 9 months if you were to face joblessness for that long. Kind of side note here, hopefully the job market is strong enough that we've seen in the data that you won't be unemployed for that long. But talking about 6 to 9 months here is kind of an unattainable, even an overwhelming number for so many Americans. So what we'd like to recommend here too is that any little bit count. If you can manage to save $5 a week, $5 every 2 weeks, even maybe $5 a month, you're still getting in the saving habit. And so that's the most important thing to get used to down the line. So 6 to 9 months is the rule of thumb, but any little bit will count.
Sarah Foster from Bankrate joining us on WBEM Buffalo. You know, most people have never lived through inflation like this, you know, who we're talking about here when it comes to savings. Has it set in, you know, for all the talk about inflation, it seems like right alongside of it, we're talking about spending not like really slowing down at all. Is that kind of strange to you?
Yeah. I think economists would be quick to tell you that they're perplexed by what's going on right now in the economic situation. And I think that that is really one of the biggest question marks here. You would think that because inflation is so high, you would start to see spending cool, which we have seen some slowdown, at least as far as consumption. But Americans are still holding strong here. They're still purchasing. They still have demand for items. I think obviously the pandemic might have something to do with that, not only just because it deprived Americans from some of these experiences that bring them a lot of joy, but maybe also because we've seen we had lots of pandemic aid, direct relief to Americans that's helped them at least boost their emergency fund or their savings overall. We're still seeing a stockpile of trillions of dollars. The lower income spectrum has definitely worked through that amount, but upper income Americans still have a substantial amount of money saved. And so I think that might be one of the reasons why you are still seeing spending hold up in the face of inflation.
Yeah, I was thinking that people may be thinking, well, if it gets that bad, there will be a stimulus again, you know, a government cushion.
Yeah, and I would really caution Americans to think that the government or even the Federal Reserve is going to come to the rescue here. It's one of those situations that might also be unlike anything we've ever experienced, because most of the time when the economy looks like it's about to take a turn, it seems like we have these big players in Washington who come either slashing borrowing costs, maybe approving another round of relief. Of course, we cannot predict the future and we don't know what would happen, but I would caution Americans to really hope for the best, but plan for the worst, in the sense that a lot of these authorities are very worried about inflation right now. And so that's making them a little bit more hesitant to, at least from the Federal Reserve's standpoint, to slash interest rates when the economy looks like it's slowing down.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.